Christmas, fourth Sunday of Lent, we are invited to see with a new perspective, invited to look a little deeper than we could before with this light of God shining forth. Last week, we heard about how this light penetrated the darkness and how it entered into us and into our communities. This week, we see how our perspective is transformed by that light. We're invited to look a little deeper at sin, to see how that light is transforming the darkness around us. We are invited to recognize how God's perspective differs from our own. And we see this even in our reading from 1 Samuel, even at the very beginning of it. God recognizes that the people need a new king, as God has rejected Saul from being king. God is looking to the people's future, is seeking to bring about well-being. Samuel hears this call and says, "Oh no, Lord, I see only death for myself in it. There's challenge, there's darkness here. If Saul hears of this, he will kill me." And what God does is first address that issue, says, "Well, then take a heifer and invite Jesse and his sons to sacrifice." And once he is there, Samuel looks upon those sons in the only way that any human could. Just to say, here's the firstborn. He looks strong. He is tall. Looks commanding. This must be the leader God has in mind. Surely the Lord's anointed is standing before me. And God has to say to Samuel, "No, that is not the case. You are judging based on what you can see. God looks differently in this world. God sees things a little deeper. God looks on the heart." And of course, this is no knock against Samuel here. This is how all of us humans are to judge the world around us. We can only look and understand based on what we can see, based upon the perspectives that we have. But of course, God is reminding us that our ability to see is limited, that our understanding is incomplete, that this is our challenge. In our second reading today, we hear about the darkness of the world. We hear about the shameful things people do when they think that they are alone, think that they will not be caught. We recognize that this is bad, terrible things. We got a glimpse of the darkness last week as well, as we heard about the murderous intentions of the people towards Moses. We heard about that deep dividing line between Jew and Samaritan. And hearing about the darkness likely makes us think that we can understand it, that we can perceive it properly, that we can make judgments about the light and the dark, and that those judgments are true and persistent. And it's our gospel reading today that reveals to us the truth that we cannot do these things, that the challenging reality is that we do not accurately perceive light and darkness. We do not have a complete understanding of how to render judgment and evaluation in this world. Indeed, this is what the disciples show us as they recognize, as they see this man born blind who Jesus has seen, and they weigh in with the perspectives that this world has offered to them, which is that this man is in darkness, quite literally. He cannot perceive the light. He is blind. Therefore, there must be some sort of sin going on here. And the question they ask then is, who sinned? How did this darkness come about, Jesus? Was it this man or his parents that brought about this evil state of being? The disciples are not alone in this judgment, in this evaluation. No, the others also think that there is sin and darkness that would cling to this man in ways that it could not be healed or restored. But there are arguments that this could even be the same person when he is healed. Or we must believe that, no, that couldn't possibly be true. The darkness must maintain. No one could be healed. No one's sight could be restored. That is our understanding. The darkness is what must be permanent. And even when the man can finally convince them that, yes, I am the man, I am the one whose sight has been restored, I am not a different person, the suspicions then shift to the one who did the healing. Oh, clearly Jesus then must be a sinner. Clearly the light of the world must truly be darkness. Look at how he did this work on the Sabbath. And so now our suspicions broaden because of the way in which we have judged and evaluated the world's darkness on our own terms. All of this, of course, is to reveal the truth that we struggle to judge, evaluate, understand things properly. Our perception is too shallow. We cannot see clearly. There is good news in the world today, in our region today. And that is what we hear in Ephesians, that the light has the possibility of ending and transforming darkness. This is what it said at the very beginning. Once you were in darkness, and now you are in light. Meaning, you used to be those who were gripped by the power of sin and death in such a way that your perspectives were warped and incomplete, that you participated in the shameful acts that occur in the darkness. But now, thanks to Christ, you are in the light. You have been transformed, and you can walk as children of the light. That there are new possibilities for you. That you are living in a new reality thanks to what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. And what this new reality does for us is it shifts our perspective. It changes us to see as God sees, which is very different than how we do. Our first reading demonstrates this, as God has to keep holding up for Samuel the vision God has that he does not have. We also see this in our gospel reading. And the disciples see something very particular when they look at this blind man. They see a permanent situation of darkness, and they lament it. They know that this is wrong, and they say, Lord, how did this come about? That this man will be blind for forever, walking in darkness the rest of his life. God, of course, sees differently than this. God sees with hope. Jesus looks at this blind man and sees possibility here. Sees not the darkness, but the opportunity for God to work to shine God's light upon him and make the glory of God known in this world. The darkness is here for the light to penetrate, Jesus tells us. Very different. In the ways in which we would render judgments and evaluations, things that would say, oh, whatever it is how it must be and how it will be for forever. And God looks and says, no, there are new possibilities here. No, the light of God can bring healing and transformation. The darkness of this world can be ended and we can walk in newness of life. Jesus says there's possibility here through mud, through washing and cleansing in the waters that being set, this man's sight can be restored. And so too can our sight be restored as we are washed in the waters that being sent, as we are reminded of our baptism. Of course, as the blind man reminds us, we cannot see on our own. We cannot think that just being close to Jesus is all it will take. Look at the disciples whose perspectives still can't quite see it. No, we must have our sight fully restored through Christ if we are to see accurately in this world. We will need to remember our baptism, to know the call God has made on our lives that sends us out. If we are to be able to see as we should, if we are to look at the darkness of this world with the same way God does, to see possibility, to have a vision of new life and new light here. That we are invited to gaze at the same perspective God has, to see in the darkness of this world, opportunities for God to be at work to make the light of God known. And we are invited to remember that this work of God seeks to continue even on Sabbath days, that we can make known God's light and love in this world. And indeed, that is exactly what we experience today in this meal that we share. Christ's light, Christ's love, draws near to us here in this place. And we can only see and experience this gift of grace and mercy that God would share with us. That ends our dividing line, that restores us to new life and to salvation. This light of God that pierces our darkness and helps us know that we are beloved indeed. And as we are touched by that light, as we see a little deeper, we are in turn celebrate and share that light and love with the world. We are to carry this light out into the darkened places, to those areas where the world sees only darkness and the bleakness of the future. We carry a perspective of hope that says God's light can end all darkness. For this good news that holds us fast. For this good news that all the darkness in the world can serve as an opportunity for God's light and love to be made known. We can say in the face of any circumstances, of any darkness that we see, thanks be to God. Amen.